Hey everyone, welcome to today's Stories of Language Learners. I'm your host, Charles. Today, the episode is just me, we don't have a guest. In this episode, I would like to share with you guys a couple of things. I would like to share some behind the scenes from season 4, what's gonna happen with the podcast, and some future plans. But before getting to today's episode, let's hear a message from a listener. This weekend, I opened my Instagram and I received this lovely message from Vera. She was so kind to share a voice message with me to put on the podcast. Truly, her message made my weekend. I love when you guys send me your feedback about the show. I'll be super honest. Sometimes I feel like I have no idea what I'm doing. Sometimes I think to myself, is this helpful? Am I asking the right questions? Are people gonna enjoy this episode? Am I bringing the right guests? So hearing your feedback means a lot to me and makes me realize that I am in the right path. Anyway, let's hear Vera's message. Vera, thank you so much for sharing a message with us and thanks for being a listener. I really appreciate it.
Hey there, people. Hey, Chalice. My name is Vera. I live in one of the most amazing cities in the world, Moscow, Russia. First of all, I'd like to thank you, Chalice, for the work you do recording all these interviews. You can't even imagine how these stories and your own story are inspiring us not to give up learning languages. Go out of our comfort zone and try something new. You do a great job, and it will return to you somehow in 100 times more. You know, it's like karma things. My endless journey of learning English has started at school, and I wouldn't say it was total boredom, but those were old-fashioned methods of studying. However, my teacher was a great one, and she ingrained the interest in speaking English in my mind, and I'm very grateful for that. I've given up many times because of a lack of motivation, but now this is one of my favorite hobbies, and I want to proceed and get better and better. This wonderful podcast is one of the sources I use for immersing myself in the language. Thank you so much.
Learning a new language changed my life, and I'm sure that it can change yours too. One of my main goals with this podcast is to share amazing and inspiring stories from other learners, so we all can stay motivated and get inspired over and over again. I hear on a daily basis how much you guys love and appreciate the show. So now you can support the work I've been doing with this podcast by becoming a member on Patreon. All the financial support there will go to the podcast and our community. Also, by becoming a member on Patreon, you'll get extra content. The link to join us on Patreon is in the show notes. Thank you guys so much. I really appreciate your support. Hey guys, I'm glad you are here. I have a few things to share with you in this final episode, so let's get started. For season 4, I planned to record 10 interviews, but I ended up recording an extra interview to celebrate the 1-year anniversary of the podcast. I truly hope that you guys liked this extra episode. It was so nice to have Camila back on the show. Wow, I cannot believe that I've been podcasting for a little bit more than 1 year. Time flies. I started recording season 4 at the end of April of 2021 and I finished recording it in June of 2021. Anyway, I hope that you guys enjoyed season 4 as much as I did. I had a blast recording these interviews. I learned so much from each guest, and I know that if you listen to any of these interviews, you learned from them as well. Season 4 wouldn't be the same without the lovely people who agreed to be part of it. So, I wanna give a special thank you to each guest who was part of Season 4. Teacher Guy, English coach Dinora, Luke, Teacher Brian, Nathaniel Drill, Teacher Gabi, Michelle, Camille, Sam, Loretta, and Camila. I can't thank you guys enough for being part of this project. Without you guys, this show wouldn't be the same. Thank you so much for sharing your story and your knowledge with us. Now, I want to thank you guys for listening to the podcast. If it wasn't for you, truly, I wouldn't continue doing this. I love connecting with you guys on social media and receiving your messages and hearing your feedback about the show. This really motivates me to keep going. I'm so grateful that I was able to build out of the podcast an amazing community of language learners from all around the globe. I love talking with you guys in our encounters. We already had 22 of them, which is incredible. In case you are new here and if you want to connect with me and with other language learners, feel free to join our encounters. I've been organizing these meetings since June of 2020, and we meet virtually every month. The goal of our encounters is to improve our communication skills together using English while having fun. I'm so grateful that our community is growing. Also, I'm getting more help to organize more meetings. Now I have two lovely people that are also organizing meetings and helping me with the community. A shout out to Olya and Evgeny. You guys are the best. Thank you so much for dedicating time to help me with our encounters. If you are interested in participating, you can reach out to me on social media or you can join our Telegram group. I always have so much fun talking with you guys. Now, I also want to give a shout out to the wonderful people who participated on the listeners segment. Safa, Aria, Grace, Randa, Alina, Italo, Gustavo, William, Jesus, Alina, Emmanuel, and Vera. Thank you guys so much for taking time out of your day to sending me a message to share on the podcast. Truly hearing your voices, it really warms my heart. So thank you so much. Now I'm gonna share with you guys some data about the podcast. By the time that I'm recording this episode in September of 2021, people from 115 different countries has listened to the podcast. This is incredible. Truly, I never imagined that one day I would reach so many people around the globe. Thank you guys so much for listening. I started the podcast thinking that nobody would listen to it, but now seeing this analytics, I can see that all the hard work and time that I put in each episode was worth it. This also shows that even if you don't believe that you can do something, just do it. If you have a desire to start a project to improve your English, I would highly recommend doing it. I can assure that you won't regret it. Starting this podcast was one of the best decisions that I have ever made to improve my English, and I highly recommend you guys to do something like that. Okay, now let's talk about season 5. Yes, I will continue doing the podcast, and I'm planning to record more episodes. I will take a little break from recording, but very soon I will start working on it. Now, I want to give a huge thank you for the wonderful people who are supporting the show on Patreon. Maki, Daniel, Dalmo, Dinora, Alina, and Camila. I can't thank you guys enough for your support. Truly, that means the world to me. At this point, I consider the podcast my second job, and I love doing this podcast, and I hope that I can continue doing this as long as I can. If you guys are interested in supporting the show and getting extra content, feel free to visit the podcast Patreon page. Anyhow, that's it, you guys. Please help the podcast and our community to grow by sharing the podcast with your friends. Make sure to follow the podcast and subscribe subscribe on the app you are using to listen. In this way, you are going to get notified when I come back. I'm gonna take a break from releasing new episodes, but I'm gonna continue organizing our meetings every month. So I hope to see you there in one of our meetings. My desire is to release season 5 this year. I won't guarantee, but I promise that I will try my best. I still have to record the interviews. I didn't record any yet. So that's it. Thank you guys so much for listening to this final episode of season 4. Have a great week and I'll see you in season 5. Hey guys, I hope you enjoyed this episode as much as I did. If you can, please share the podcast with your friends. Subscribe to the show so you can get notified when I release new episodes. And feel free to leave a review. I would love to read it. Now I have a message for you. Remember this, you don't have to be alone when learning a new language. You can find awesome communities to be part of. The number one reason why I was able to level up my English is because I decided to get out of my comfort zone and connect with language learners from all around the globe. So, if you have been struggling to improve your speaking skills, and if you can't find someone else to have a conversation, I want to encourage you to participate in our online encounters and to join our global community on Telegram. Since June of 2020, I've been organizing English speaking sessions on Zoom for us to hang out. In there, you can meet new people, make new friends, and practice English while having fun. If you can't use Telegram, don't worry. I always announce our encounters on social media, and you can always DM me so I can send you the link to our meetings. So that's it. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you in the next episode.